say it again until it works. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Say it again until it works. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ingeborg just informed us that a friend was suffering from a stroke or something, and he was in a coma and in the hospital. And he was doing very badly, and everyone was thinking he was doing very badly. And she said to the person who told her this, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And so, for Ingeborg, the only words that will ever leave her mouth relative to her friend are, all is in divine order. Ingeborg does not repeat the fact that the person was in a coma and that the person was in bad straits and the person was this, that, and the other thing, because to say that to anybody means that you are empowering it. Now, I'm a teacher, I'm a sharer, I'm a person who is working with all of you on developing your awareness of these things. But if you tell it to anyone else besides your teacher, then you really do not see the person all in divine order, unless you think divine order is for them finally to cut out, you know, finally to die, to get it over with, you know. So that's a sad way to look at it too. However, every one of us has had things in our life that were extremely important that we would like to have an instant illumination about it. We would like to have health, wealth, abundance. We would like to have exoneration. We would like to have being cleared of charges. We'd like to have health. We'd like to have wealth. We'd like to have abundance. We'd like to have right action. We'd like to have peace. We'd like to have all these things. Well, they cannot happen in our life, and they will not happen in our life. They will not happen in our entire life experience so long as we have the opposite in our mind. Now, if the person would like to have health, and you look at them and say, oh, they need it so badly, you know, they're in such bad condition, they really need it so much, well, you are treating that person enjoy a very bad health. And, oh, they need money so much because they have so many bills and so forth. Well, you're just exacerbating the problem, building up the problem, building up the problem, building up the problem by thinking of their need. Now, you say, well, don't you have to understand what the need is? Don't you have to understand what the problem is to start working on it? Oh, yeah. Now, what is the problem that the person has who is working on health? Their problem is health, not sickness. Their problem is health. They have not got the vision of health in their consciousness, so therefore they cannot have it. They have not got the vision of health in their awareness, so they cannot have it. Their problem is health. Now you say, oh, that's an interesting different approach than what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the problem being illness and the solution being health. Well, the problem is health and lack of it. The solution is health and the abundance of it. Now, how are we going to look at people or ourselves relative to health? Do you know what it's like to feel healthy? Do you know what it's like to have a healthy body and a healthy mind and a healthy attitude in life? Do you know what that's like? Well, apparently you don't, because you're concentrating on the opposite. You're concentrating on the ill health. You're empowering the ill health. Well, I understand the ill health because, you know, I hurt and I got this here and I got that. Well, you all know from the experience I tell you constantly, if I come up to you and you're suffering a lot of pain, and I'll say, you just won the sweepstakes. You just have $29 million to do anything you want with, tax-free, total, it's all yours. The government's not going to take anything off it. Nobody's going to take anything off it. It's all yours. Your mind cannot stay with the illness. It cannot stay with the problem. Your mind dashes off to spending that $29 million. And you think, wow, that's a research budget for a lot of companies. That's this, that's that. That's the annual earnings for some companies. And that's the 29-year earnings for other companies and things like that and more. Wow. Wow. You haven't thought about your illness. Then when you stop thinking about your newly gained wealth and you say, oh, I'm going to get the best doctors I can to take care of this illness that I have, the pain comes back. Your attention is given to that which you didn't want to experience. You're experiencing it, but you don't have to. You don't have to. You have the opportunity to say it again and again until it is your reality. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. You don't believe that. You do not believe that. If you have any illness in your life and you don't say, I'm whole and perfect, continuously until that illness abates, you don't believe in the statement. And you can use other statements similar to it. That's okay. It's up to you. But the point is, it should be a healing statement. All is in divine order. That's a nice, all-encompassing, complete statement. All is in divine order. That means it functions 100%. It's good. But do you really believe this? I had some friends who were saying they were treating for somebody, and they would go out at night, and they would walk the path, and they would treat, da-da-da-da, that person is all in divine order, that person is all in divine order, that person is all in divine order, that person is all in divine order. Oh, I get so tired of saying this thing, you know. It gets so boring to say this thing, and then all that person is all in divine order, the person, oh, God. And then, now, tomorrow, we're going to go and visit that person, and it's not in divine order. And, oh, 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 you see? To be one-pointed, to be, you know, a single point, it is a challenge. It is a challenge. It is contrary to everything we have ever done in our life. We have always been so multi-channeled, multi-talented, even on the TV. We're watching a good show. But there's another show on another channel that's interesting too. I'm going to flash over to see it for a second. They come back, flashback. And there are some TVs you can have 8 or 10 channels all at once. And I think it'll be interesting when you can have 8 or 10 channels and 8 or 10 speakers all at once. So you have all each of the channels speaking. You know, interesting, huh? So, okay. How can we learn to be one-pointed? How can we learn to be one-pointed so that instant illumination is like that? When we are one-pointed on anything we're one-pointed, instant illumination is right like that. There's no time. There's no space. There's no to be, but it's right now. Instant illumination. Now, you see, the word instant illumination doesn't necessarily mean instant healing. It's a step. It means instant illumination. Have these things I'm saying to you now, have I ever said them to you before? They're not unusual. If they're not unusual, and you buy them, you agree, why don't you practice them? Why don't you practice them? Put them in motion for yourself. Can you do that? What would it take to put it in motion?
A second. An instant. One nothing. One pointedness.
One pointedness.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm.
One pointedness. To put them in motion merely means that you're one pointed. We have given a lot of little illustrations of people who were one pointed and demonstrated it. Now, what helped Irene be one pointed with the healing of cancer? She changed the story. The story was that she was dying of cancer. And then she had the doctor say, tell my family it was a misdiagnosis that I'm okay. And the doctor said, I've dealt with a lot of loony bins in my life, but this woman is really bad, you know, really well. But okay, it's her last will, it's her last wish, you know. Who can, I can't refuse it, you know. So he didn't go out and say to the family, this is your mother's last wish, or your grandma's last wish, and she asked me to say this, even though it's not true. Now, if he had done that, what would have happened?
Nothing.
But he went out and told the family that it was a misdiagnosis, she's whole and perfect, and she'll be out of the hospital in no time. And they said, Grandma, Mama, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And she believed it, even though she knew it wasn't true, because their enthusiasm generated in her that belief. And so it was. She was out of the hospital. And, you know, the wonderful thing about that is they had never once said thank you to me about that. And it's wonderful. Do you know why they didn't say thank you?
Because they did.
They did it.
Because they never thought of her in any other way from that point. They never thought of her as having been, it was not really a total spiritual healing, but it was a spiritual healing, you know. It was a spiritual healing in which they remembered that she had been not good. But they were able to release that. It was a lie. It was a lie. And so releasing a lie, theoretically, is not difficult. So they were able to see Mama, see Grandma, whole and perfect and wonderful. What a great experience, you know. What a great experience. What an illuminating experience for all of them. And they had been misinformed about what her problem was. And they say to the doctor, well, what was the problem? I don't know. Actually, it was bad thoughts, you see. I don't know, he said. But he said, she's whole and perfect. It was a misdiagnosis. Why did she fall into the trap of being so badly, you know, crippled and sore by a misdiagnosis? Hey, she believed it. And her body responded accordingly. My God, if she can believe a misdiagnosis, why can't she believe a correct diagnosis? Why can't you and I believe correct diagnoses? Are you independently wealthy?
Yes.
Are you a healthy, beautiful, happy, hearty,
yes,
lovely person? Okay.
Yes.
Were you ever not that way?
No.
Do you remember when you weren't that way?
No.
If you remember when you weren't that way, boop, you're back. You're back. You're back in Miseryville. But that's what it's all about. Now, say it again until it happens. Say it again until it happens. What is the desire of your heart? What is the desire of your awareness? Not the desire to be, but the desire to experience. You see, to be, it already is.
Mm-hmm.
It already is. But it's to experience. Now, reveal. How are we going to reveal that? We reveal it by being one pointed, by stopping saying the lie is real and saying the truth is real. See? And we don't say, I will not lie anymore. That doesn't do any good, the little child. I will not lie, I will not lie, I will not lie. That's stupid. We saw that in Finding Nemo last night. If you tell a child not to do something, that's the first thing they want to do. So, I will tell the truth. I will tell the truth. I will tell, or I always tell the truth. Or I only know the truth. I live the truth and I tell the truth. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if the early school teachers had taught the children to do that when they were caught lying or something, it would be a much more powerful thing. The teacher goes to the child and says, "Hey, I can't imagine you doing that. You are so honest. You are so wonderful. You are always blah, 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 blah." You know? And so now you write on the blackboard, "I love truth. I love sharing the truth. I love telling the truth. I think the truth is the most wonderful thing in the world." And not, don't make it simple. Make it a complex statement. Because then he's got to think about it each time he writes it down. And then say, "All right, now, I want you to write that statement 2,000 times on the board. But I realize there's not enough hours in the day for you to do that. So I want you to write that statement 5 times. Is that okay with you?" "Yes!" You know, after 2,000 times, 5 times sounds just fine. "And I want you to write clearly, beautifully, and punctuate properly, and I'll watch you write the first statement." "Okay, now let's go." And so she gives him the first statement, and he writes it carefully in perfect block letters and just ideal. And she says, "All right, go ahead and do the rest now." So he starts to scribble it, you know, and she says, "Now just a minute. A boy who is so fabulous as you are, so great as you are, so talented as you are, can certainly write legibly. Even if you become a medical doctor, you can still write legibly." And so he does. You see, the little cuddling, the little appreciation, the little respect go a long way, and the kid responds beautifully. And your consciousness is a kid. So you say to your consciousness, whatever is the dream in your heart. Our motorhome is the most wonderful, well-constructed, in perfect order motorhome you could ever want. It is. It is. Yeah. But I mean, say it. Don't just think it. Don't just do it. But make a statement every once in a while. "Sylvia is the most gorgeous, desirable, happy lady I have ever met. Ellen is the most mature, intelligent, wise, creative soul that I have ever met." You like that mature, don't you?
Don't know if I like that. What does it mean?
Mature means you are not thinking in lack of wisdom. A child is presumed to think in lack of wisdom. You know, and as you become mature, you are now thinking in wisdom. But look up the word as you will and find out what it means. Oh, and give me the disc on Roxy. I have to reinstall it. And Ingeborg, you always are vital, alive, and alert and awake under all circumstances. Because you like yourself, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, do we ever make negative statements? No. Do we always make positive statements?
Yes.
Do we say, "I don't like eating pretzels"? We say, "I would rather eat potato chips." You know? Mm-hmm. Or, "I like potato chips." Saying what you like is a far better thing than saying what you don't like. Instant illumination. Say it again until it takes. Say it again until it establishes itself and it takes and becomes a reality in your life and your affairs.
And so it is.
And so it is. I love you, 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 I love you.
I love you, I love you.